So this is, it feels odd. I keep kind of reminding myself we've been here one day. We just arrived last evening, and so this is kind of our first full day. It is our first full day of this retreat of opening to, moving through loss and grief to freedom, toward freedom. And we've really been sharing and exploring what we've arrived with, what losses and grief, and how that's showing up for us. The practice tonight is a companion practice to the practice we've been doing of Vipassana, insight meditation, which means looking deeply into the nature of how things are, looking into, feeling into, more accurately, how things are. Moment by moment, what's showing up. And that practice is supported by a group of other practices called the Divine Abodes, or the Abodes of the Heart, the Awakening Practices of Heart Awareness, Heartful Awareness. Tonight, I'd like to offer one of these four practices, which is called Karuna, Karuna Bhavana, which means cultivation of compassion, growing of compassion. Compassion is the response to suffering. And we're here because of our experience of, and our willingness to bring some kind of attention to suffering. Sometimes it's, often I would say, we experience and can more easily connect with the suffering around us, suffering in our world, the suffering of our dear ones, the their aging, sickness, death, and all the ripples of that we experience. And part of this guided meditation this evening will be relating to that experience, perhaps in a different way, perhaps not. And also turning that kind attention to ourselves. It may be that we haven't experienced a lot of care, being cared for in our lives, that we're the caregivers, or maybe we've lost a dear one who took care of us. Sometimes we can feel not entirely sure that we have the right for kindness, the worthiness of kindness. But we know, we heard on our first night here when we shared some of these experiences that we've come with, that we are hurting. And we may have closed off part of ourselves, part of our hearts, part of our being, to protect ourselves, to get through what we've gotten through. So just a note that we qualify. You qualify. I qualify for this befriending. So see if you can just let that land. I qualify for this care, caring attention. It's very important when we do this practice that you sit in a kind way for your body. So take some time now to, if you want to be on a comfier chair for this, if you need some other, there's some cushions over on this side bench. So try to drop striving just for this one. You can pick it up again for the next sit. Just for this one, see if we can just let a little bit of striving go. Yeah? Yeah, good, thank you. And I'll just begin with this poem called A Prayer for the Overwhelmed by Jeff Foster. And if at any time here you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, we've been practicing touching the earth or touching the heart or the belly or just holding your hands, hugging yourself, comforting ourselves, this dear being. Please allow that for yourself. Oh, sweetheart, life is overwhelming for you at times, I know. Don't listen to the ones who call you oversensitive or too weak for this world. Your sensitivity is exquisitely beautiful. But you must learn to stay close to yourself. You must learn to breathe, to invite curious attention deep into your body. Allow yourself to feel overwhelmed, and you won't be overwhelmed, I promise. It's just a feeling, a precious part of you longing for love. It will pass when it's ready. Let it stay a while. Don't pretend to be strong. The one who has it all figured out. There will be time for answers soon enough. Now, simply give the overwhelmed one safe passage in your heart. Drench the feeling of overwhelm with gentle attention. Bathe it in overwhelming love. It's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes, it really is. Even the strongest feel overwhelmed, for their strength lies in their vulnerability. Your sensitive nervous system is perfect, and I love you for it. And it's all okay here. It's really okay here, in the arms of the present moment. Feel where this invocation touches you. Where does this land for you in the body? Can you just breathe and give some space to to your sweetheart. As we gently feel into this sensitive, exquisite, beautiful, vulnerable self, gently invite in an awareness, a felt experience, a heart-mind connection with a dear one, a sweetheart, someone that the heart naturally inclines toward, a loved one, a friend. No need to struggle over who to choose, just let what arises be. You might feel that heart awareness of them, or presence. Some might feel an image of them sitting with you, beside you, in front of you. Behind you. With you. And you know they have suffered. You know they have experienced loss and grief. And you open your heart to this wish for them. May you be free from pain and sorrow. May you be held in compassion. May you know peace. May you be free from pain and sorrow. May you be held in compassion. May you know peace. In this next few moments, you can either repeat these phrases or just feel into this wish, intention, connection, or use your own phrases, wishes. If any story is arising, just let it float by. Return to this heart feeling and heart wish. May you be at peace. Now gently finding a way to bring some closure to this connection, perhaps feeling a bow towards them, or if it fits for you, having the feeling as if they're sitting, taking seat beside you, or just letting them go, whatever resonates for you. Rest again in your body, in this moment. Feel the ground. Feel the area of the heart. Gently now opening your awareness, attention to someone that has been a support for you or is a support for you. It may be the same person, it may be someone else, maybe someone that's present or past, a mentor, a teacher, a guide, family member, an animal friend. Feel the heart connecting with that being. And knowing that even though they've been a support to you, they too have experienced suffering, grief, loss. Growing this heart wish in relation to this being, may you be free from pain and sorrow. May you be held in compassion. May you know peace. May you be free from pain and sorrow. May you be held in compassion. May you know peace. Just continue to rest with this in a way that resonates with you, with these phrases or others, or just the felt connection. And as you're ready, gently letting that subside, they might take a seat to the other side, or bowing, or just letting them go. Feeling into your body, sitting here. Rest with your sensitive, perfect heart. And now gently imagining, feeling this dear one and this benefactor turning to you. They turn to face you. They see you. They see you. They see your grief, your loss, your sorrow, fear. Allow yourself to receive their care, their wishes for your ease. Allow this into your being and wish for yourself, may I open to this pain and sorrow. May I be held in compassion. May I know peace. May I open to this pain and sorrow. May I be held in compassion. May I allow myself to be held. May I be at peace. Rest here with yourself, with your being, with wishes, felt sense, kind attention. Oh, sweetheart. Softening into this present moment. Feel the ground. You are held. And you can just stay resting here. And if it feels okay for you, please don't feel you have to do this. If it feels okay for you, let your awareness ever so gently include each other here. Feel the quivering of the heart. May we be free from pain and sorrow. May we hold each other in compassion. May we know peace. In all directions, your heart gently opening front and side, back, above, below. In the ground of this present moment, in the body of this present moment, a little untethering. If it feels appropriate for you, allowing a slightly wider ripple, perhaps including this land, those at work here, those cultivating the beautiful gardens, growing the food that's nurtured our practice and our bodies, lovingly preparing the food, each other cleaning the washrooms for each other, all of this care all around us. And knowing that all of these loving beings, these insects, the animals, the pollinators, they too experience loss. May they all be held in compassion. May they be free from pain and sorrow. May they know peace. Rest with that in the way that's appropriate, fitting for you now, or just feel the ground if you need some steadying. If it feels all right, like ripples in a pond, a gentle trust of the infinite capacity of the heart. Know that it is really wise and okay to stay protecting, to stay a little bit closer if that's what you need. Just stay with the body, the ground, the touch. Or touching into a little more spaciousness. Light touch of awareness, all beings everywhere. You do not need to fix anyone. Let the heart be stirred and touched. May all beings everywhere be free from pain and sorrow. May all beings everywhere be held in compassion. May all beings everywhere know true peace. Perhaps feeling how all these ripples of wishes, compassion, ripple back into and toward you, including all beings, including you. Thank you. It's all okay here. It's really okay here in the arms of the present moment.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.